president of Zambia and the entire nation. We remember him as a leader of unwavering faith who championed Christian values and prayer. His legacy of service, unity, and godliness will continue to inspire. May his soul rest in eternal peace.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Take a look at the headlines. President Hichilema declares 7 days national mourning for ECL. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, AFZ, mourns former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. In international headlines, WANAT withdrew from Mali after completing mission. And in sports, FAS owes over 100 million kwacha in various countries. With the main news and detail, my name is Mumba Tailash. President Hakainde Hichilema has declared a 7 days period of national mourning from Sunday, June 8th to Saturday, June 14th, 2025, in honor of the late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa disclosed this development during a press briefing in Lusaka. Mr. Kangwa said President Hichilema has accorded a state funeral to the former president in line with the guidelines relating to the former Republican presidency and in recognition of his immense contribution as the sixth president of the country. The Secretary to the Cabinet further announced that the remains of former President Lungu, who died on June 5, 2025 in Pretoria, South Africa, will arrive in the country on Wednesday, June 11, 2025. He disclosed that the funeral gathering for the late president will be at Belvedere Lodge along Leopards Hill Road in Kabulonga, Lusaka. Mr. Kangwa says that the government has been engaging and consulting the family and other stakeholders, urging that the public will be updated on other funeral arrangements at a later stage.
President Hichilema has declared a 7 day period of national mourning from Sunday 8th June to Saturday 14th June 2025. This is in line with the guidelines relating to former Republican president.
Meanwhile, the family of the late 6th Republican president Edgar Chagwa Lungu has announced that it will proceed with a private repatriation of his remains from South Africa, citing distrust and alleged mistreatment by the current government. Family spokesperson Makebi Zulu made the announcement during a press briefing, revealing that while the Zambian government had expressed interest in participating in the funeral arrangements, the former president's family had decided to honor his personal wishes and manage the process independently. Mr. Zulu noted that President Lungu, who died on Thursday in South Africa, was aware of how he had been treated during his post-presidency.
It is not their desire to deny the Zambian people from mourning President Lungu. Their only desire is to honor his wishes. That in the same manner that he came to South Africa to speak to the Constitution, be the same manner
government has officially handed over 4 constituency development fund CDF financed infrastructure projects and disbursed 2025 CDF empowerment grants and loans totaling 6,094,200 kwacha to 91 cooperatives in Nsama District. The projects have been successfully completed and handed over to the community, which include Munwa Health Post, constructed at a total cost of 409,000. 443 kwacha, a 1x3 classroom block at Mpundu Primary School constructed at a cost of 789,358.85 kwacha. Kampinda Police Post built at a cost of 811,459 kwacha 66 ingwe, and a mini mortuary at Insama Rural Health Center completed at a cost of 515,272 kwacha. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu says the handover of the projects is a clear testament to President Hakainde Hichilema's unwavering commitment to uplifting the lives of all Zambians through improved infrastructure and service delivery. Mr. Mpundu says infrastructure is the backbone of economic and social development, hence the government's continued investment in community-driven projects. Nalolo Council Public Relations Officer Bartison Kandimba says the recruitment of beneficiaries under the Cash for Work program in Nalolo District is underway, with a total of 6,426 individuals targeted to benefit from the program. Speaking to the media, Mr. Kandimba says officers from the council's planning and engineering departments have visited all the 12 wards in Nalolo constituency to distribute forms and also engage with the ward development committees, community welfare assistant committees and satellite disaster management committees to ensure smooth implementation of the program. Mr. Kandimba says the local authority urges all the ward development committees as well as zonal representatives and the entire leadership at the grassroots structures engaged to help in the implementation of the program to capture correct details of the beneficiaries, especially phone numbers and national registration cards, so that money is not paid to the wrong people.
The council also urges the beneficiaries to verify their details to ensure correct names, NRCs, as well as phone numbers are captured correctly by the WDCs and data entry clerks before the lists are submitted to the council for payment. As a local authority, we have encountered challenges to process payment for the beneficiaries timely due to incorrect data, which prompted the council to undertake a physical verification of all the unpaid claims covered in the period August to December 2024. The latest 6,426 beneficiaries being recruited will undertake various public works covering the months of January and February 2025. A total of 102 beneficiaries will be recruited to cover for the 2 months period in each of the 63 zones in Nalolo constituency.
Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta has urged all citizens to mourn the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu with dignity and respect. The minister has emphasized the importance of unity and national reflection during the solemn period, calling on the public to avoid politicizing the mourning process. He states that President Lungu served the nation and should be remembered with honor and solemnity by all Zambians. The minister has appealed to political leaders, community figures and citizens alike to focus on preserving peace and upholding the values of unity and compassion as the nation grieves.
First of all, we want to pass our condolences to the family of our late ex-president. Irrespective of whatever feelings we might have, we want to encourage the Zambian people, especially people from the party, to allow for atmosphere of serenity so that he's mourned in a peaceful way and with respect, because apart from being a Zambian, he was also our head of state. He deserves that respect in that regard and for the family.
This is Church News.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFC, says it received with great sadness the untimely demise of Zambia's sixth Republican President and Tonse Alliance Chairperson, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. In a statement, Bishop Andrew Mwenda says during the deeply difficult and unforeseen time, the EFC fraternity extends its heartfelt condolences to the widow and former First Lady, Madam Esther Lungu, and the entire Lungu family, the Patriotic Front Party, and the whole nation. Bishop Mwenda has urged all Zambians to take this opportunity to demonstrate great unity and peace. He has since called for unity above divisive party politics, conspiracy, falsehood, and other things that can divide the nation.
We urge all Zambians to